Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020. And by the way, this is a big day in my family. And I want to tell you that story before the morning's over. So if I forget to tell you that, because I want to get into some other things before we get to that, remind me to tell you of why July 23rd is a big day in my family and how it correlates to another day. So keep that in mind. Don't let me forget to talk about that, because it's an interesting thing. Especially from somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts and doesn't believe in whatever else. What else don't I believe in? I don't know. Ghosts. Maybe that's about it. Well, anyway, it is Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020, 7/23, 2020, and we all know what today is, don't we? It is Mask Mandate Day. The mandate finally came down yesterday. Now, I heard so much confusion last night. People are very misleading on the internet. People, television doesn't have enough time to describe this. So here's what I'm doing for you, because we are a source here. This is what I think I am. A source of education and entertainment. A source of education and entertainment here every morning. So I'm going to straighten this out for you. I'm going to shake the covers right now, get all the bed bugs out of the bed, and we're going to go through this mask mandate together right here. And it's only one page. It's not all that complicated. So here's the deal from the governor's office, just as it is, no interpretation. I'm going to read this just as it stands, what it is, when it is, and so on and so forth, so you know later on today. Here's the deal. Governor Mike DeWine announced a mandatory mask order will be expanded statewide to help to slow the spread of COVID-19. The mandate goes into effect Thursday at 6 p.m. for everyone 10 and older. Okay, there's an important part. It doesn't start till 6 o'clock tonight. It has not started already. And 10 and older. You have to be 10 years of age and older. If you're under 10, no mask. Okay, here's what it is. Ohioans will be required to wear a mask when out in public or in a place where they are unable to socially distance. Wearing masks will make a difference. It will determine what our fall looks like. We want kids to go back to school. We want to see sports. To do that, it's very important that all Ohioans wear a mask, DeWine said. In recent weeks, DeWine introduced a high-risk alert system for Ohio, which requires any county at level 3 to be mandated to wear masks in public. As of July 16th, 19 counties, which made up almost 60% of the state's population, were at level 3. Wednesday's announcement expanded the mandate to all counties. Aside from children under 10, the governor announced other exceptions for the mandate. Okay, here come the other exceptions. So, this is where a lot of confusion happened yesterday. Those with a medical condition or a disability, or those communicating with someone with a disability, are exempt. Those who are actively exercising or playing sports are exempt. Those who are officiants at religious services, exempt. Those who are actively involved in public safety, exempt. Those actively eating or drinking, exempt. Okay, those are the exemptions, and that's basically how the press release reads. That is the deal with the mask mandate, which starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Okay, the line is very simple. Ohioans will be required to wear a mask when out in public or in a place where they are unable to socially distance. Now, that's it. So when you're in public, you have to wear one if you cannot socially distance. Now, as we talked to Tracy Kinsler yesterday, Marion Public Health Commissioner, we also now know that police officers are not going to be enforcing this. We don't have the manpower to do that. This is not a law, per se. It's a mandate. So, you can call the health department, I would guess, and let them know what's going on, and maybe they could send somebody out. But basically, this is going to be on the people running the businesses and in the places where mask mandates are in place, which is now everywhere in Ohio. But you've got to remember, there are exemptions. If you see somebody working out, they're exempt. If somebody has a medical condition, which this was a big thing, or a disability, exempt. Officiants at religious services. If you see a preacher, a pastor, a father doing a service without a mask, it's okay. They're exempt. Anybody involved in public safety, police officers, firefighters, so on and so forth, medical professionals, exempt. If you're eating or drinking, wherever you're doing that, you are exempt. It's not like you have to wear a mask to eat or drink. If you are 10 years of age or 9 and under, you don't have to wear a mask. That's what it is, okay? People lost their minds yesterday. And we're not even in the mandate yet. It doesn't start till 6 o'clock tonight. People lost their minds. They went crazy. Now, I am not saying if I'm in favor or not in favor of this, but I will say this. It's not okay to grab a hold of somebody who's enforcing the mandate. And that did happen yesterday. We received reports of that. And I know it happened because some of the people I knew, and why would they lie? You don't grab a hold of somebody's hand. You don't grab a hold of somebody in general just because they're telling you to wear a mask, especially if they're an employee of a business. They're doing that because the government of Ohio is telling them to do that. If you have a problem, write the governor. Don't grab a hold of anybody. It's never your right to grab a hold of somebody. And you know something? This is the irony of this whole situation. I'm sorry I have to editorialize this morning. And this is an editorial. This is just my opinion. If you don't like it, you can call and tell me. But you know what? I understand that people are upset that they have to wear masks. I get that. I am not denying that people are upset. But the irony in this, these people are upset for being told to wear a mask, so they are grabbing a hold of somebody, which is illegal, by the way. That is assault. Battery. So they're infringing on somebody else's rights. They're worried about their rights being taken away, so they decide to infringe upon somebody else's. You know what? You can say, it's your right to say that the mask mandate is stupid. It's your right to say the governor is wrong. It's your right to say that stores that are going through with this and enforcing this are wrong. You can give that opinion all day long. That's America. That's opinions. But let me tell you this. It's not your job. It's not your right to put your hands on somebody else. It's not your job and it's not your right to get in somebody else's face and try to intimidate them. So if you're doing that, that is a law. The mask mandate is not a law. To my knowledge, according to Tracy Kinsler, you cannot be cited for this. You cannot be taken to jail for this. But if you go into a private business and you don't listen to them, you could probably be cited. If you go into a private business and you put your hands on somebody, you could be cited. If you go into a private business and you get in somebody's face, you could be cited. So think about that. You know, let's be serious here about this mask mandate. And you can believe whatever you want about it, but we better start getting a little more serious about this. As far as, I'm not talking about serious when it comes, people are going to feel the way they want to feel about the pandemic. But you better get a little more serious when it comes to how you're handling a mask mandate, because it's coming at 6 o'clock today. And that's just the way it is. So, there you go. Editorial over this morning. Now, you can disagree with me because that's America. And I'll tell you before I end this editorial, here's the other irony in this whole thing. You know, right now, simultaneously with this pandemic, we've got all these riots and we've got all these protests going on. I'm going to take the phone call, then I'm going to come back to this. But there's something else on my mind about this. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. You made a valid point right there. You know, we as human beings, you know, it's not the people in the stores that are making the rules. And that poor guy out there, you know, he don't deserve to be beat on because something that the governor made up.
Well, you know, I saw with my own eyes yesterday, and I don't know how hard it was, but I saw a guy, and it was all over this mask thing, put his hands on the manager of a store, grabbed a hold of his arm, put his hands on him, which you don't do, and then ram a cart into the doors of the store. Now, I don't think he broke the doors, but he certainly knocked them off the track, and they were opening a little rough.
And I'll tell you, you know, I don't like the idea, but I'm going to respect everybody, you know. I'm going to respect, you know, that it's going to be enforced. I mean, you know, it's just something stupid. Just put on the mask for whatever time you're going to be in the store. Then when you come out, you can take it off, isn't it?
Well, you know, the thing is, as I said, I can understand people don't want to wear them. I can understand people feel it's infringing on their rights or whatever it's doing. But what is not your right is to touch somebody else. What is not your right is to destroy public property. That's not
correct. Yeah, you're very correct on that. Hey, if I can make another point.
Go ahead.
From what I hear from all this Larry Householder,
ooh,
deals they got on, I believe our great governor might be in a little bit of hot water over this. I don't know how much he knows about it, but I'll tell you what, he's got that on his mind too. So I don't think he's fully, you know, into this pandemic right now. He's got that on his plate too to deal with.
Well, I certainly think there are going to be some questions. He and Mr. Householder are of the same party, in the same state. Householder was the Speaker of the House, well, is the Speaker of the House. He hasn't been pushed out yet. And although DeWine did say he wanted Householder to step down, although Householder has not done that yet, to my knowledge, I don't know. I think it's a very complicated sort of a... I want to give Householder the benefit of the doubt to say innocent until proven guilty. Let's have a trial and see what went on. But I assume that Governor DeWine's name might be brought up in this trial. Not that he knew anything, but that, you know, I don't know who's running the party here in Ohio. I don't know who's running the Republican Party, but something obviously went amiss there.
Well, you ain't kidding there. I mean, $60 million, boy, that's a lot of money.
Oh,
that's
my
goodness. That's a lot of Yahoo there, isn't it?
Well, what baffles me about that is, if it did happen, how did anybody think they were going to get away with it? $60 million is not a small chunk of change.
Right. Well, like you said, you know, you got to look at both sides of it, and I'm sure it's going to shake out all in him, whether he's whether they're guilty or not guilty or what it may be, the money went somewhere.
Well, you know, and just back to this pandemic for a second, you know, the mask mandate, which goes in at 6 o'clock tonight, I read through it. It's one page. It's very simple. And there are exemptions. People were acting like it's all or nothing, you know.
Right. I think what people's more fear of is, you know, neighbor telling on neighbor and, you know, the mystique that goes with that part of it, you know.
Well, but if you're at home, you don't have to wear it.
Right, exactly. And all the people need, to be educated in this stuff, or I don't know what it is. To me, it's not a big issue. And then, like I said, I'm not in the store no longer than that anyways. And my goodness, I've had my mask on, and I don't have any problem with it.
Well, you know what's interesting, and somebody said this to me last night, and I thought it's a little different because one's enforced by the law and one is not. And to my knowledge, the mask mandate is not enforced by the law, according to Tracy Kinsler yesterday. But, you know, when we have a big snowstorm, the sheriff's office will come on and say you cannot go on the road for your own good, and if you do, we will pull you over and cite you for that. Now, that is for your own good, and that is a public entity making a decision for you. So what is the I don't hear people up in arms about that.
Right. People still do. They still go out in the middle of a level 3 snowstorm.
Right. And a lot of them do get cited when they go out and do this.
I don't know, Scott. It's a crazy old world, and there's so much in it. I don't know. If it's just me, people's just got to have something to complain about.
Well, I just would have never guessed that masks would have been such a huge deal. I really am not quite sure what. Now, if you have a medical condition, I get that, but you're exempt if you have a medical condition.
Well, Scott, let me put it to you this way: you know, we can either wear the mask, or else we can go back to square one, And I don't want to see us go back and shut down everything again.
Well, that's...
Because I don't think we'll recover the second time around. It's just going to be rougher the second time around.
Well, that's what they're trying to prevent, I think. And I think they also want to get the schools back open. They want to be able to have high school sports in the fall. And if we don't plateau these numbers down, that simply is not going to happen.
Yeah, you're right there. Well, I'm in agreement with you, bud.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open. And again, disagree with me if you feel that disagreement needs to happen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Disagreement is also a fine thing here this morning because, you know, I want to get everybody's opinion on this. 740-383-9944. And if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. Now, the other thing that baffles me about this mask mandate, now the other point I wanted to make, we have all these protests going on across the country right now, and some people are blaming the protesters for the spread of the pandemic, and you know, that, who knows, maybe, but here's what I don't understand. Now, people who are out protesting are exercising their right under the Constitution. The Constitution says you are allowed to go out and protest peaceably. So, for everybody who doesn't want to wear a mask, don't they have to support the protesters? I mean, wouldn't that seem obvious? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott.
I tell you, I'm up on a soapbox this morning.
Oh, boy, you're stirring up a barrel of worms.
I think I have.
In a way, it's funny. And you get right down to reality. You think about it, it's not all that funny.
No.
I mean, people are, You know, a lot of people don't call this whatever. They say it's a flu. Well, you know, Scott, regardless what it is, it's hospitalizing people to something terrible. And not only that, it's killing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's out whatever it is. You can call it whatever you want to. But it's a killer. Let's put it that way. And this mass deal. I disagree with some of the people they said was exempt. If you're not, you can't breathe with it on or whatever, that I can understand that. Whatever you are not, you should wear one. Let's put it that you should. I'm not, it's up to the individual. But, Scott, if we go, like you said, if we're going to get a school open and not set down the economy again, we got to do something. And what we're doing is not working enough. And if it keeps on and we don't take heed and try to stop it, slow it down, at least slow it down, we're not going to have no school. The kids is not going to go back to school. They just can't send the school back to school with as much going around as what is. I'm all for the kids going back to school. But, Scott, with what's out there, I think it would be chaos to send the kids to school and what they could bring back home and then take from home back to school would be just asking for more trouble than we already got. Lord God knows we got enough. I mean, our country's in a chaos shape. I mean, if it ain't one thing, it's another, and we don't need no more of it than what we already got. That's the way I look at it. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I think that's what most people feel, but, you know, as I say yesterday, I witnessed it. I saw, and like I said, I don't know how hard he grabbed a hold of the manager of the store, but I saw him grab a hold of his hand. I saw him ram his cart into the doors. I don't think he broke the doors, but he certainly knocked them off their track and did some kind of damage to them to where they were squeaking. And this is all over a mask. I am not quite sure. First of all, I'm not quite sure how it's the store's fault. And I'm really not sure why you would infringe. If you are worried about your rights and the fact that you are being made to wear a mask, why would you infringe on somebody else's rights by touching them?
Well, Scott, I'll agree with you. You shouldn't try to force somebody to do wear their mask or whatever. But, Scott, if you look at it this way, somebody come to your house and, and your friend, whoever. Well, now, if you were a mask guy, you could come in. It'd be all right. I would go along with that. Whoever you are, whatever his purpose is, or so on and so forth. And get in a big squabble because he wouldn't put one on. Well, now, you got a right to say, no, you can't come in here. You ain't got no mask on. And that's plain and simple as that. But, okay, now, going into the public places to get served or whatever you're going to do, get groceries or buy something or so on and so forth. The place is to stop this going into public and getting stuff. Is this guy at the cash register says, no, we don't check out with blah, blah, blah. Now, that probably would work more so than, and it would just try to stop him at the door. we have got hard nosed out there, yeah. And people don't want you to fringe on their rights. But you got to look at other people's rights. So everybody's got a right. We ought to respect it more. That is the thing about it. We ought to respect people's rights. Whoever, your right, the other guy's right, you know, but we don't respect rights like we should. But I don't, you've got a mess started. You're going to get people agree, you're going to get people disagree too.
Well, and I am, and you know what, I do, here's the thing, and the funny thing of it is, I have always understood, since day one, whether I agree with it or not, I have always understood why people did not want to do it. I do get that. I can't, I'm somebody who can go into their mind, and I can understand why people don't want to do it. But what is baffling to me about the whole thing is that you would put your hands on somebody else, that you would try to damage private property, that you would go into private property and try to tell them how they're going to run their business. You can't do that in any other way. You know, if you go into the grocery store and you don't like the price of bread, you can't throw the bread on the floor and grab a hold of the manager and say, you need to lower the price of this bread. Now, what makes you think you can do that with a mask? If it's their policy, it's their policy.
Yeah, there you go. Scott, it really is a touchy situation. It really is, and What we all got to do is look at reality. Look what's going on. Look what's going on, and this virus, whatever it is, I you call it whatever you want. Look what it's doing to our economy. Look what it's doing to our nation. It's a dividing us, and these rights, free speech, and these rights. But these rights creates serious problems. I mean, that's just dividing our country, man. It's terrible. I mean, it's just terrible to think about what kind of shape our country's in. The people are, if you, it's like the governor. He's trying his best he knows how. To try to slow this virus down or whatever it is, and people are finding him something terrible. I mean, good or bad, I respect him. I respect anybody who's out of trying to do something with this, get people across about this virus. It is catching. You can catch it and you can spread it. Respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, respect the other people. You know.
Well, and I think that's what it comes. And I tell you, the point I'm making, and again, I understand both sides of the protest right now. But what the irony of this whole thing to me is that under the Constitution, your right is to peaceably protest. Okay. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. Well, I would think that these mask people who feel that their rights are being infringed upon, I would think that they would now be in complete support with the protesters. Whether you agree with what they're protesting or not, you certainly would be for their right to protest because you obviously feel that you shouldn't have to wear a mask because of rights that you have in this country. So, but they don't, I would think that would be the surefire explanation.
Well, Scott, I think to order to get through this thing, people are going to have to fringe on their rights. They're going to have to back up a little bit and see that we're in a disaster country if we don't do something. And what I don't know, it's really a touchy situation. I mean, you got to be careful what you say to people. I don't believe that it's going to slow down like the governor's got it figured to be. I just really don't believe it's going to slow down as much as he thinks it is, which I hope I'm wrong. Of course, that wouldn't be the first time I was ever wrong. But just take Florida, for instance, in the vacation for the students, where everybody went to Florida on a vacation, a break. Look what happened to that state. Look at it now. If it ain't catching and spreading, look at it now. So, hey, I don't know. God bless us. Hope things works out. And, hey, don't get in a big squabble over a mask. It's not bad, not worth it, really.
I think you're right. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yeah, have a nice day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, and phone lines are open, and all opinions are welcome. They don't have to be pro what we're talking about here. If you have a differing opinion, give it to us. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Phone lines are open. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We're talking about the mask mandate, which goes into effect at 6 p.m. tonight here in the state of Ohio. Who would have thunk we would have ever been saying anything like that? Unbelievable times we're living in right now. And somebody should be keeping a journal of what's going on here in America during the year 2020. What a time it is. And remember, there are exemptions for this mask mandate. It's not a full-blown thing. I don't think you can be arrested. I have not heard that. I don't think you can be cited at this point. I think it's all on the businesses to enforce this and the public to enforce this. So that's what it is. But I don't know. Will this hurt the governor in the long run? I don't know. Will people? You know, most of the comments I saw yesterday were very negative. Very negative toward the governor. And I don't know what he's supposed to do at this point. You know, what can you do? You don't want to be known as the governor who let Ohio go off the deep end during the pandemic, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the governor. I wouldn't want to trade shoes with him for any amount of money in the world, because the decisions that are being made now are quite literally life and death. And that's very tough. It's very, very, very tough. That's all I can say. But the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. And break in any time and talk about whatever you like. It's a fascinating topic to me for quite a few reasons. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
You know, it is an adult swim. Some people are just going to drown.
You know.
No comment?
Well, I'll tell you.
Dennis Miller told me to say that.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because what I am, you know, yesterday when the governor made this announcement yesterday afternoon, people lost their minds. People went insane, and I'm still trying to figure out why.
Because people are stupid, that's why. There are too many self-righteous, ignorant fools that don't know what to do. And it's contagious, just like COVID-19. And they all cluster together. And, you know, I would like to really find out how many of these people with their self-righteous indignation vote. How many of them really vote and are active participants? Why is it they all have to wait for tragedy to be the catalyst to move them to action? Why aren't they taking an active part? 1 hour a week to your community. Be involved. 1 hour a week. Is that so bloody difficult?
Well, I think in this particular case, I am trying, and I think I can understand even if, you know, whether you agree or not, I don't think is the point here. I think the point is, I can understand why people don't want to do it, but...
Do what?
Wear the mask.
Wear masks.
Yeah, I can understand why they don't want to. I think they feel they're being forced. I don't think anybody likes to be forced into anything by government.
Well, I don't think they're being forced. I don't think they get the seriousness of it yet. They don't understand how dastardly this virus is and can be. In 1885, Montreal, Canada, had a bad outbreak of smallpox. Masks were mandated, isolation mandated, but they had a little curveball thrown in there. They had French speaking and English speaking, so it got down to, oh, it's the French fault, it's the English fault. They screwed around, it mutated into a different kind of smallpox. One that liquidized, turned your internal organs black, eat them up. And that's how serious this potential is. And I've been watching documentaries for years, and there's Virus Empire, from SARS to Ebola. That's on Amazon. And another interesting one is The Coming Pandemic, 2005, and this is on Amazon. Then there's Outbreak, Anatomy of a Plague, 2010. I would tell anybody who thinks this is a bunch of bovine dirt, you go take a look at these movies. Do a little bit of educating of yourself. This is biological warfare, is what it boils down to. Mother Nature's getting back at you. So you better take it seriously. What you can't see can kill you.
And we're going to see how it's all going to shake out. Well, I thank you for your opinion.
Well, here's another question.
Oh, go ahead.
Just a topic. Have you heard anything with Householder that I don't know how true it is, but I figure you probably know more or have heard? Any connection between John Matthews and Robert Schultz of the Marion County Republican Party?
Nothing that I'm aware of at this
point. No connection yet.
No,
so it's all baloney so far.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of speculation going on. I mean, some people have said the governor. That hasn't been proven out yet. I don't know. I think we've got to say that Householder is innocent till proven guilty. He has not stepped...
Whoa. You got it wrong. You got it wrong. It's like all these people crying about masks. Oh, it's against my rights. I have a right, blah, 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 blah. No, there's a presumption of innocence. You got to put that in there. That's important. There's a presumption of innocence.
Well, I think you are innocent until proven guilty.
No.
You're not?
No. There's a presumption.
No, I'm just saying,
innocence.
If you are not proven guilty, aren't you innocent?
You can't apply logic to what the law is. The law is based upon the perceptions of those who wrote it. There's a presumption of innocence.
If there was a presumption of innocence, wouldn't there also be a presumption of guilt?
Depends on your perception.
I don't know.
The way the law is, it's a presumption.
I just like to...
It's presumed innocent until proven otherwise.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's good, because I think that's what we have to say with him right now, because he hasn't been put on trial yet. We don't know what all the facts are. We don't know what any connections are. So we're just going to have to wait and see, and I think everybody who's speculating about him right now, that's unfortunate, because, you know, how do you find a jury, and I'm sure this will be a jury trial, how do you find a jury that doesn't know anything about it? That's the problem. So,
well, in federal court, it's a whole different thing, and the fact of the matter is, how long has the FBI been investigating this? And the hammer's been put down. There are a lot of players in this conspiracy. So, and it involves what? Not just $60 million, it's $1 billion some dollars. So, interesting to see what happens when the dust settles.
It certainly will. We'll all okay. watch together. Thank you.
And remember, one important thing about masks. Think about seat belts. How many lives has seat belts saved?
It's a
Think
good,
about it.
Good question.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, the day of the mask mandate, 6 p.m. tonight, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We've still got 7 minutes left in this hour, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. Don't forget, Glenn Coble will be on today from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m., Swap Shop 12 to 1. Here on WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and there's a lot of talk about this. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of just general problem going on right now. But you've got to be civil with people. You know, you can disagree with the mask thing. That is your right. That's okay. But you cannot put your hands on somebody else. You cannot destroy public property. You cannot do this. Because when emotions get all wound up like this in a tornado, that's when we start making heavy-duty mistakes. And that this is not the time to be making mistakes. We're talking about an illness. And you know what? For people... Just pay attention to people who are being tested at this point. I mean, I now know people who have been tested. I know people who have been put under quarantine because of this. You know, it's starting to become a much bigger thing than it certainly was in the beginning, and that's because the numbers are on the rise. Now, what will happen with this? I don't know. I don't want to see anybody die. That's all I know. Whatever becomes of this will become of this. But I hope everybody remembers what they're saying now. Because when we get to December, we'll see if everything they said now is true. That's the important part. Whatever people are saying now, we need to hold everybody to in December when we see what shakes out at the end of this. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour here on this mandate day, mask mandate 2020. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. All right. Oh, I got to tell you a funny story real quick. Okay. You know, I've been talking about these massages on the air, and I think it's a worthwhile thing to talk about from time to time. You got to have filled time somehow. So yesterday, I ran into somebody, let's say that, a girl, by the way, because I put this on Facebook and had some different kind of comments about this. But in any event, I ran into a girl, and the girl says, are you going to give me a massage? Now, this is where I have started to realize that people listen to this show. Because, you know, when you're in this studio by yourself, you don't really think too much about the people who are listening on the other end. You really don't. I mean, I love that the listeners are out there, and I love when you call and we have a dialogue. But to be honest with you, I don't think about it in that way. I don't think about, you know, who's listening, how many people are listening, am I going to run into this person in public, is it a friend of mine listening? I don't think about that. So yesterday when this person came up and asked me to give him a massage, I thought, boy, that's a weird request. But then I thought, they've listened to the show. And that's what I ended up learning. They had listened to the show, heard me talk about it so often. Now, I do think they wanted a massage, but I'm just not a touchy-feely person, to be honest with you. So that's not exactly in my wheelhouse. And I don't know that... at this particular time, if I would be doing that anyway. But you know, here's another thing with the 3 minutes we have left in this hour, and we're coming back next hour with much more topic here. I like people who listen to this show, of course, because it's highly unlikely we would get together to do this show if you weren't out there listening. But I will say this, if you listen to the show, I think I appreciate you more. The people who listen to this show on a regular basis, I mean, I appreciate that. Why wouldn't I? You know, I come in here and do this. I hope it's entertaining. I hope it's informative. I hope it's educational some mornings. And so, of course, I'm partial to people who listen to this show. See, that's where my partiality comes in. You see partiality from people who want to wear masks and don't want to wear masks and who want to protest and who don't want to protest. My partiality is about people who listen to this show or don't listen to this show. If you listen, I'm partial to you. If you don't listen, maybe not so partial. There you go. Oh, by the way, I don't think we've had a new podcast on YouTube since Who Flung the Chung. I don't know when the last time we had a podcast was, but it's my understanding there could be a podcast coming up in very short order here. Another podcast returning to the airwaves. Wouldn't that be something? I would enjoy that. Now, I don't know what's going to happen next hour. We might have a guest. We might not have a guest. You never know. I don't really know anymore. We'll see what happens next hour if a guest happens to pop in. If they pop in, good. If they don't pop in, what can you do? That's the way it goes. 59 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, July the 23rd, 2020, 7/23/2020. And always do want to remind people that you can listen live to this station on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app, absolutely free in your app store, and searching WWGH. Now, also on the website, we have archived shows dating back to January of 2016. So if you've missed anything, you can go back and listen to all the fun. That is to be sure. Boy, oh boy. The fun we have had. Well, I tell you what, we're going to break here in 20 seconds, and then we're going to come back after the news and the weather in about 15 minutes and continue on with all kinds of great conversations. Maybe a guest, maybe not. Maybe just more of you and me on the toll-free line here on WWGH Radio. Go get some popcorn or some grapefruit. We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show time about starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.